It usually is time for Rick Monday, but Kevin Kennedy is filling in for Rick. And I'm not sure if people realize this, Kevin, but Rick Monday got the opportunity to be in the Dodgers play-by-play booth after the late, great Don Drysdale passed away. And today is the anniversary of that passing in Montreal. You knew Don really well, being a Valley guy. What's the greatest Don Drysdale interaction you had?
I remember, first of all, I remember exactly where I was when that happened. We were playing the Detroit Tigers. I was with the Texas Rangers, and we found out after the game. We were staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Dearborn. And as soon as we got there, and of course, we went in there. Me and a couple of my coaches went in there to have a beer. And the bartender told us what happened to Don, and I just I put my head down, and it was one of those things, you know, like Tyler Skaggs, you know, guys that know Tyler Skaggs, losing him. I mean, it's just, it crushes you. So, but the good memories about Don were when I was working with the Dodgers in the minor leagues. I was a minor league manager for 8 years, and I would work the fantasy camps that the Dodgers would have. They would have sometimes a Hall of Fame camp, and sometimes just a Dodger camp, and I would happen to be on Don Drysdale's team with Ron Fairley. And Don was the manager. I was one of the coaches, and Ron Fairley was one of the other coaches. And I got to know Don. And Dave, what he when he found out I was from the San Fernando Valley, it was all over. He said, "You're from the Valley? You're with me from now on." And what he meant by that, after the workouts, after the Dodger Town workouts, after he was done broadcasting, he would search me out sometimes. He said, "Where's Kevin? Where's Kevin?" "You're coming with me," and I think you know what I mean by that.
Talk baseball away from the field.
Exactly. That's what he's talking about. And he took care of me from that day on. As soon as he found out I was, I went to Taft High School in Woodland Hills, and that I was from the Valley, because, you know, he went to Van Nuys High School. He was a Valley guy way back when, and there weren't too many of us back then. Of course, the Valley has grown since that point in time, but that's how we became friends, and I never forgot it, and he never forgot it every time he saw me after that. And I love the man. Great Hall of Famer and a great man.
Kevin Kennedy is with us. He's filling in for Rick Monday. And Kevin, last night, wow, what a wild finish to the ball game. Greg Holland walking four consecutive batters, and then for good measure, TJ McFarland walking in the game winner, which was Cody Bellinger. What did you think about that ninth inning?
I've never seen a guy completely lose it, especially with the talent that Greg Holland has had over his career. I've never seen a guy lose it like that when he's got two outs and two strikes, a one-run lead, and he's about to put the game away. He tried to get Chris to chase a couple of sliders. Once he missed there, he couldn't get back in the zone. He threw four sliders and then ended up walking him. And then, of course, that continued. He never got back in the zone. He only threw a couple of fastballs. He kept throwing that slider. And he just, I mean, he was missing badly. I know people say, well, he was pretty close on a couple, but the umpire's not going to give you pretty close after you, when you're wild like that. I mean, he threw a couple that looked like they're at the knees, but they're not going to get those pitches when you're that wild, no matter who it is. And I learned something from the great Larry Sherry, and I thought that for Torrey Lovullo, it's a situation where it's not the pitcher's game there in the ninth inning, it's the team's game. He made a statement, and he just said, I felt at that point it was Holland's game to win or lose. Well, they lost. And, you know, that I don't think in September, if you're a game out of first place, that will go too well with the front office when you say that, because the guy clearly was gone. He was done. He had lost all composure. He looked like he had anxiety on the mound. And then you bring your reliever in with no margin for error, which is another thing I learned from the great Larry Sherry, former Dodger, a great minor league pitching instructor. And he would always say, "Don't remember one thing about managing if you ever get there." And that was always give your reliever a chance to make a mistake, Dave. And that's something I did. I never forgot that. It was a great one-line piece of advice. Obviously, Torrey Lovullo hadn't heard that before, because not only is the game tied and the base is loaded, you're bringing in TJ McFarland with the most dangerous hitter in baseball coming up. It's not like it's a pitcher spot or it's a guy hitting 190 coming up. It's the best and most dangerous guy in baseball. And Cody Bellinger almost got hit on the last two pitches, and the Dodgers win the ball game.
So what do you think tonight? If for some reason the Diamondbacks have the lead, it's a save situation in the ninth inning, is Greg Holland's psyche good enough to come back in the game?
He's not in the game tonight. He threw too many pitches. I don't think there's any chance he's in the ball game tonight, unless it goes 16 or 17 innings or something like that.
How about future down the line? You think his psyche was wrecked last night?
All I can say is, looking at his face, this camera had a really close-up shot in the dugout on his face, and I've never seen any closer look like he did, where like he was shell-shocked. Like, what happened?
He needs smelling salts.
Yeah, I mean, wake up. He got a knockout punch from somewhere, and it was just by taking pitches. It wasn't a long ball. So I have never seen that before.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight. Good chance the Dodgers have the lead with Walker Buehler on the mound tonight, Kevin.
I think there's a really good chance. Walker, after his last out in Colorado, I expect another huge game. I think he goes at least 8 innings tonight.
All right, we'll check in with you and Charlie a little bit later your run on this homestand continues for Rick Monday. And we'll send it back to Tim in the studio right now.